relationship between the atmosphere at the CRTC and this decision to revoke CKLN's license?
Yeah, I mean, in my view, there's no, I don't think you can connect this to any political agenda, and directly at least, and I don't want to give sort of too much, not to diminish your listeners or anyone who works there, but I don't want to suggest that somehow a radio station like CKLN is a political, is seen as an immense political threat. But at the same time, we have to look at some of the things that have been going on at the CRTC in the last few years. And things have been, I think, the best way to describe it would be inconsistent and unpredictable, both for observers of the CRTC like us, and I think probably for the people who work at the CRTC who have to make decisions and who have to come up with new ideas as well. We've seen on a couple of occasions, one of them being the recent, I think the 2008 New Media Broadcasting hearing, the CRTC referring part of the question to a federal court of appeal rather than dealing with it directly. We've seen the CRTC even this very week being overruled by cabinet on the internet usage-based billing issue. We saw them overruled previously on the entrance of a new insurgent mobile phone telecommunications firm coming into Canada. So I think things are uncertain. The ground that the CRTC commissioners are standing on isn't always terribly firm. And we're seeing decisions that seem to be bouncing all over the map, and we're seeing a lot of decision making happening over the heads of the CRTC commissioners, which isn't something that we'd seen nearly as much of previously.
Sylvia, your own assessment?
I tend to agree with Jeremy on that one. I think if the Conservatives were upset or unhappy with sources that didn't support the Conservative government, then they'd probably have to overturn every single campus and community radio station in the country. As a whole, I know that campus and community radio doesn't tend to be a big supporter of the Conservative government. Now, the CRTC is in a tough spot because they do sort of have to be all things to all people, and they are under immense pressure. And the way I understand it, the climate at the CRTC right now is very tense. Especially given the recent decision to overturn the usage-based billing decision.
Yeah, I think, though, the decisions can sometimes be a bit confounding, and they're hard to predict. I'll be honest, they're hard to predict. I know a lot of people are probably filling out their Super Bowl gambling aspirations and some of the prep bets on who's going to win the coin flip or who's going to score the last touchdown or how long the national anthem singer is going to hold the word brave. Those can seem like random things to bet on. I would argue at this point it's almost equally random to try to bet on the outcome of a given CRTC proceeding. But I think at a very base level, we still have to recognize and embrace the fact that it's a pretty good system in terms of the voice that it gives people. Even though they're not happy with the way things turned out, the people who were running CKLN in this case did get a chance to go and in person make their case to the governmental regulators. And there are processes in place, there are rules in place, and there are defined a set of frameworks that distinguish the role that the political actors are allowed to take in the decisions that are being made by the regulatory staff and the regulatory commissioners.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add to that would be just to echo what we said earlier, the CRTC doesn't note what's going to happen with the frequency now that CKLN has had its license taken away. So in terms of any kind of pressure from, be it from government or business or anything, that would be the one area that I might keep an eye on and find out exactly what the CRTC's plans are with that frequency.
Yeah, and I'd really incite the campus and community, radio community in Canada, and indeed your listeners and any listeners of CKLN, to remain vigilant on this. And again, one of the strengths of the CRTC process, as confounding as it can be, is that there is always an avenue for public participation. How much that gets listened to is subject to question, but there is always an avenue for public participation. So for whatever happens next, there is going to be an opportunity for people to have their voices heard about the future of campus and community radio in Toronto, and about the future of the frequency and the license that CKLN were given originally and have now had taken away. And that's the opportunity where people need to speak up.
Well, Jeremy and Sylvia, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. I did have one final question about how this decision relates to your own scholarship. Jeremy, you're focusing on communication and media policy in Canada. Sylvia, you're studying the CRTC, both of you working there on your research projects at Ryerson University. When this decision came out, did it sort of make your research ears prick up and want to find out more about why the CRTC decided to revoke CKLN's license? Is there a direct relationship between this decision at the CRTC and what you're studying?
I think everything that comes out of the CRTC is connected in some ways. I mean, these are all little pieces of information about the future of the public interest in communication in Canada, and they're all important. And they're always interesting and provocative. I'll say that about CRTC decisions, recent CRTC decisions at least. They're always interesting and provocative. And again, it's important for people who are interested in these things and who are interested in a certain vision of the role that the public's interest in the way that these resources are allocated in Canada. It's important to follow as much of them as they can, and to speak up whenever there's a chance, and whenever they think that something that may not seem like an issue that relates directly to something that touches them personally, often they do. And I think this is one of those issues. I think it's hard to think that a decision like this about who gets to control radio stations, about how responsible management of public interest property is defined, and about the role of the campus and community and alternative sector in Canada, about the role of non-market public interest communication, about how that's defined and run in Canada. These are all fundamentally important things.
And Sylvia, yourself?
Well, Jeremy's absolutely right. Everything is connected at the CRTC. For me personally, my research right now is on diversity of voices in Canadian media. So this is of particular interest to me. I've also done quite a bit of research in the past, specifically on campus and community radio and their unique plight and their challenges within Canada's broadcast mosaic. So I think we need to keep an eye not just on the CKLN issue, but on the challenges that face independent media as a whole, and especially those that don't have the money and that don't have the legal support that maybe bigger organizations do, and ensure that their voice is heard. Their voices are still heard, and they continue to exist in Canada's broadcast mosaic. So just to echo what Jeremy said earlier, once again, I really think that anyone who is interested in this case, anyone who supports campus and community radio as a whole, and not just CKLN, but those interested in independent media, need to be monitoring the situation and finding out, keeping an eye on what the CRTC does with that broadcast frequency, and making sure the CRTC knows your views, making sure they know that you think that campus and community radio is important and an integral part of ensuring a diversity of voices in Canada.
Well, Jeremy Stern and Sylvia Blake, thank you both for joining us here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We've had our license since 1987, and we don't intend to lose it, but this is so important for all of us who care about campus community radio. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. I hope I won't be speaking on Toronto community radio soon about what happened to the Montreal license either.
Hope not. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you.
That was Gretchen King for CKUT, and she produced that piece on Friday. You're tuned into a special 3-hour protest broadcast, Keep CKLN on the Airwaves, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We're dedicating this special broadcast to our sister station in Toronto, CKLN 88.1 FM. We stand in solidarity with CKLN in the face of the January 28th CRTC decision to revoke Toronto's first campus radio station license. We're trying to invite listeners to sign a petition to keep CKLN on the air. You can go to ckln.fm to get access to that petition. We started at 3,000 signatures and we're at 3,048. We're 1 hour into a 3-hour special broadcast. and we're aiming high. We're aiming for 3,330 signatures by 3 p.m. So please go online, sign the petition. You can also write to the CRTC, write to MPs, and follow ckln.fm to find out what the updates are and what else can be done. I'm going to read one or two of the comments that have been made beside the signatures. Jana Graham from Montreal writes, CKLN has made vital contributions to the communities it serves and has inspired community radio stations around the country throughout its history. It deserves and needs to stay on the airwaves. Got Caroline Spur. She was 3,017. It is unbelievable the CRTC will not allow the courts to decide if the current board is acceptable. The CRTC dissenting opinion is correct in this regard. Give the station a chance to improve. Andrew Marshall writes, are you serious? Sorry, but we need this station. Stop taking away the people's voice. Paul Reynolds, the absence of CKLN will no doubt lead to further corporatization of the public airwaves. CRTC, it is time for you to show your independence and allow CKLN to remain on the airwaves. Those are just some of the comments made by now over 3,000 signers. What are we up to? Yeah, we're still at 3,048. Go on and sign. We'll go now to an interview that was done with Norman Otis Richmond, who is one of CKLN's oldest programmers.
Hello, my name is Norman Otis Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, and I have been with CKLN since the beginning. I started when they were basically on cable, and when they went 27 years ago. First, I started doing my show on CFNY, and then I left CFNY, and in 83, I came over to CKLN, so I've been there since the beginning.
Okay, and what specifically did you do on CKLN?
CKLN, I started a show called Diasporic Music, which was a music show. Then I came and I did a show called From a Different Perspective, and that was a show that was set up by the Development Education Center, an NGO, and about 10 years ago, I became the producer and host of Saturday Morning Live, which some people say is the flagship news program, spoken word program at CKLN, and I do that every week, and I bring in, we have a film, a young guy by the name of Ayende Blake who does films. We have Mumia Abu-Jamal weekly. We have a segment called Hood to Hood, which is like a youth show. Then we have a group, an African group that does a show called Amanla. They're called Gorilla. They do a show called Amanla. Then I have a Dr. Gerald Horn on, and he's written about 30 books, and he's an extraordinary person. And then the last hour, we open up the phone, and we have a feature. You know, like, for example, we might talk to Gail Davidson, who is a Vancouver lawyer who heads Lawyers Against the War, and they're trying to arrest and get Bush prosecuted because he admitted that he tortured people in his memoir. So before, people used to laugh at her, but now they have a pretty good case. And I would interview her, or maybe Michael Parenti, or O'Malley Ishitella from the African People's Socialist Party, or whoever. And then the last half an hour, we would open up the phones and question and answer from whoever is the guest.
Okay, and what was your reaction when you found out about the CRTC decision?
I was not expecting it to be that harsh. I thought we were going to be, as they say, put under heavy manners, but not, not completely taken off the air. So I was taken by surprise, and I was taken by surprise. Let me leave it at that.
Okay, and do you have any idea what you're going to do next if you won't be able to broadcast?
You mean CKLN?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea, but we have some ideas, but I don't know if I can... we're not going to give up. I can say that.
All right, that's good to hear. And do you have any advice for your listeners, what people can do to help you?
Yeah, there's online petitions, and they can sign the petition, go to www.ckln.fm, and inform people about what's taking place, and spread the word, and we need letters of support. Sign the petition and send letters of support to the CRTC. As many letters as possible.
You're listening to CKUT 98.3 FM.
My kind of music! I love it! I live with it! I sleep with it! I eat it! It's mine!
Armin Mirza is a longtime supporter of CKLN. Armin is a 20-plus year listener of CKLN and community radio wherever he goes. CKLN has played a role in shaping his musical tastes and general consciousness of community issues. He's part of the crew trying to keep CKLN on the airwaves, and we spoke with him last week.
My name's Armin. I'm a resident of Toronto. I've grown up in Toronto all my life, and for the last 20-plus years or so since I was in university, I've been listening to CKLN. I've just been a loyal listener and fan of the station and the programming it brings to the community. And when I heard about this decision, I got a little more involved, started writing letters and volunteering some time to make sure the awareness was out there that we were at risk of losing a really important part of our community.
So from, from a listener's perspective originally, how did you experience the problems? Obviously, things have been problematic there for perhaps a couple of years now.
Well, I think the biggest impact was the lockout that occurred and the cessation of broadcasting several months ago, where they were off the air for a number of months. And that happened very sort of inconspicuously, and I didn't have a lot of background into what had happened, so tried to get information from the website to understand what was going on and learned about the difficulties they were having. But before that, and since they came back on the air, it's been business as usual from a listener's perspective. You know, the programming came back, and it came back as good as ever, and they were consistent since they've been back on the air. So I'm disappointed that this decision's being made now after they seem to have gotten past the issues of the past.
Given what you just said, were you surprised at all by the decision?
Yes, I was very surprised when they originally went off the air. I was very disappointed and wasn't sure what would happen. But when they came back on the air, I was very hopeful and feeling like they got through the worst of it. And so when I heard about the decision, I was quite shocked. And then as I did a little more research and actually read the decision online at the CRTC website, I felt it was unfair and unwarranted, as one of the commissioners themselves wrote about the decision.
So have you spoken to other listeners and gauged their reactions?
I went to the annual general meeting that they held on the 31st. That was the first time I've ever been to a meeting at the station. And, I saw a couple of familiar faces and heard a lot of people express their opinion and disappointed in the decision. Definitely a movement out there to try to reverse this, and there's an online petition. You know, last time I checked, it was about 1,000 signatures and growing very quickly. So there's definitely a strong community behind CKLN, and hopefully programs like yours and awareness this brings will help drive the momentum to reverse the decision.
you've mentioned that you've been getting involved kind of in trying to offer your support through signing petitions and attending meetings. Is there, if you could send out a message to other listeners who are so inclined to involve themselves in this issue, do you have any, can you point to any places for them to go or anything that they might be able to do in order to support the cause?
Yeah, I think for one thing, there's education and informing yourself of what's happening in terms of the facts. So the CKLN website, I think just recently, in the last couple of days, they posted a whole bunch of articles and information about what's been happening. So it'll give you the context that you might need to form your own opinion. And once you do that, and if you feel that you know, you want to join the fight to save CKLN, a couple of suggestions would be to sign the online petition. It's at www.petitiononline.com/CKLN881. And also write to your member of parliament, your federal member of parliament, and implore them to influence the CRTC to, you know, put a stay on this decision, at least extend the deadline so that they don't have to cease broadcasting on February 12th, and do a deeper dive and understand what other options are available. So write your MP, sign the petition, and just in general raise awareness, talk to your friends and colleagues, and get more people vocal about this. I think it's important in other markets as well, like in Montreal, where, you know, you have, in any large city, you have major commercial media outlets that dominate the airwaves. And when you have smaller community stations, they're really the only outlet for alternative views and music. So they're a valuable part of the community.
Well, thanks so much, Armand, for contributing your perspective on this issue. And it's good to know that there are members of the Toronto community as dedicated as you are to this cause. And hopefully your message will get out to those who might otherwise not have heard.
I hope so. I really thank you for your interest and passing the message on.
Okay, well, our pleasure. And we're in this with you. So good luck and take care.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're back on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is the special three-hour broadcast about CKLN and the decision by the CRTC to revoke their license. We now have Ome on the line. She has been working with the Amandala Show Collective at CKUT and since 2004, but she also helped host and produce the Saturday morning live show at CKLN. Now Val and Francois are going to interview Ome.
Hello.
Hi, Ome.
Hello, hi.
How are you today?
We're good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
So do you want to tell us about your role at CKLN, what you did there, how you got involved?
Sure. Well, I was initially part of the collective that does Amandala, and I understand, or I know, that CKUT also has an Amandala collective. So we have a similar collective at CKLN, and our shows are on Saturday from 11 to 11:30. And so I got actually involved with the group that produces that show, the Group for Research and Initiative for Liberation of Africa. And one of their projects was to work on the radio show. So after I'd been with that group for a while, they asked me to join the radio collective, and that's how I got actually involved with radio, particularly with CKLN. And so I was doing the Amandala show, and then I got involved with Saturday Morning Live, and eventually started helping to produce that show and also host it, and then later on got involved with CHRY, which is another radio station, community radio station here in Toronto, and was actually employed there. So my involvement with radio, community radio in particular, is really through community organizing. And I think that's really important and really unique in community radio, I mean, across the country. These are not, you know, we're not professionals. We're trained in journalism school and trained in a very kind of linear, you know, prescribed radio. We're people from the community and who are activists in our community.
Cool. Well, obviously, CKLN was a big part of Toronto radio, but to you, and what was your perspective, or like, how was it seen through your eyes, like, in the community?
Well, being African myself, I find very important for the African community in the city and the Black community in the city. I mean, for example, our African Liberation Month programming was very, very unique in Toronto, and it's the only perspective in the city on what other people would call Black History Month that is really engaged with questions of imperialism, questions of colonialism, questions of race and racism in the city, whereas, you know, the way that, you know, the public schools or, even university lectures deal with Black History Month is very, heritage, culture, singing and dancing. But CKLN in the city of Toronto was a really critical space, for example, in regards to Black History Month. And it's the only space, one of the only spaces in the city where you'd get that kind of critique when we look at something, as prevalent as Black History Month. So in terms of CKLN being a forum for the Black community, for the African community, that's where I speak from, it was very important. And even in daily things like, getting news in terms of what's going on the continent, getting a perspective on the continent that wasn't, this kind of paternalistic, developmentalist-oriented analysis, it was a really, really important space. It is a really, really important space.
Okay, and how did you react when you heard about the CRTC decision?
I was definitely really, really shocked. I mean, the CRTC, there's so many different ways that they could have dealt with the problems at CKLN. There's no doubt that there were issues at the radio station, but they were also being dealt with. This came as a real, real shock. CRTC was being updated at every point in terms of developments, right? A board got back on track. There's hiring. So what really, really came as a shock, the CRTC could have put the station on probation. They could have held it in security for community and campus radio. There's so many things that could have been done. But to revoke the license really, really, I think, came as a real, real shock to the whole community.
Okay, and what effect do you think this will have on Toronto's community if you won't be able to continue your broadcasting?
Well, I mean, it's going to leave a hole in so many different aspects. And again, I'm going to speak to the African community. It's definitely going to leave a hole in critical analysis of the continent. Like, this provided a really engaging space, right? And a lot comes out of radio. So it's radio, but then a lot of community organizing is allowed to happen through that. People are allowed to get information about what's going on in the city and so that they can get together and organize. Like, these are also, like, there's not only there's going to be, like, a lack of information and really a misrepresentation of particular communities. Radio as a tool to get people together, to organize, to meet, to have meetings, to have discussions. I mean, we did so many book launches. We did so many film screenings that we advertised or, told the community about on radio. So we're also going to lose that aspect on top of, like, this critical analysis and this engagement with the continent that is very important for the Toronto community. So I think it's definitely, definitely a big loss.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming onto the radio and telling us just about where you were at and just your position on the whole situation. And, have a good day.
Thank you so much for having me on, and also thank you for this broadcast. I think it's really important that we stand in solidarity, and I think it's also really indicative of what community radio is, right? You'd never have a commercial station or even a public broadcaster kind of come together in solidarity to support another station. So this is really, really indicative of what community radio is, and I'd like to thank you guys at CKUT for such a great job.
Oh, definitely. Not a problem. And good luck with your petition, and hopefully that all goes well for you guys.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
Goodbye.
And that was Francois and Valerie talking to Ome, who is involved with the Sunday Morning Show and Amandala at CKLN. This is a special 3-hour broadcast about CKLN's license that was revoked on the 28th of January, 2011. We stand in solidarity with CKLN in the face of the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunication Commission's decision to revoke Toronto's first campus radio station's license. There is a petition that you can sign online. There are about, let's see how many, there's 3,061 signatures at the moment. There was 3,000 when we started. We're hoping to get it up to 3,333 by the end of the show at 3 p.m. If you want to visit it, you can go to petitiononline.com and search for CKLN. And it's called CKLN Must Stay on the Airwaves. We will go to some ads, and then after that, we'll be playing a musical set provided by Paul Corby, who does a show called Corby's Orbit.
An evening with New York Times best-selling author David Sedaris, live at the Place des Arts, Théâtre Maisonneuve, May 4th.
I might reinvent myself to strangers, but to this day, as far as my family is concerned, I'm still the one most likely to set your house on fire.
Get tickets now at laplacedesarts.com or charge by phone 866-842-2112.
I mean, in terms of show business, you can't get any lazier than me. I mean, I read out loud.
New release, Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, in stores now.
Thank you very much for coming.
Produced by AEG Live.
The 2011 edition of the Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting live from community radio stations across the country this February 23rd, 2011.
We're in a democratic society in Canada and in the States. We're supposed to be so much better than the rest of the world, yet the way we treat our poor may be the worst.
Marathon will be broadcasting live from over 40 community radio stations across Canada.
I speak as a person who was homeless at 16 years old. I speak as a woman at 61 who has in my heart the greatest compassion and love for those who are without a home. So I call upon every person who hears my voice to become committed to creating a home.
If you'd like more information on how you can get involved, please check out ckut.ca/homeless. That's February 23rd, 2011, live from coast to coast and from the streets.
This is Guillermo E. Brown of the V Kids, and you're in tune to McGill University, CKUT, Montreal.
On Friday, January the 28th, the Canadian Radio and Television Commission, also known as the CRTC, decided to revoke CKLN's broadcasting license. The CRTC decision is a threat to all campus community radio stations. If you care about campus community radio and want to keep CKLN on the air, here's three things you can do.
CKLN is seeking support for donations from people in order to pay for legal fees. The donation link is cklnfm/funfestdonation.
CKLN is asking people to write their federal MP and ask them to help CKLN in their fight. You can find the procedures to contact your MP at ckln.fm.
CKLN has an online petition. Please visit cklnfm for the link to that petition.
Support CKLN, Toronto's oldest campus station, and support campus community radio across the country.
My name is Paul Corby, and I have a show on CKLN called Corby's Orbit. I've been there for 3.5 years on that show, but before that I did about 7 years of Jazz in the Morning programs, filling in for all five hosts, each of whom had their own different programming style and had to sort of adapt to. And after that, I got to work on Denise Benson's groundbreaking electronica show, Mental Chatter. I filled in for Ian Danzig on Hooray for Tuesday a couple of times, and I just got to be the go-to guy at the station. So I had been listening to the station for, 15 years before that. I used to tape the shows and play them back to myself during the week because there wasn't much else to listen to. And ever since then, I've been hosting the show that I used to fill in for Steve Bala, and it's an open format, all types of music show with a fair bit of spoken word and some live performances as bands come through town. We got the decision last Friday that the license had been revoked, and we are now attempting to formulate an appeal, which means we have once again had to hire a cadre of lawyers who are taking a large chunk of money out of our fundraising. So we may be back to the gum and tape pretty soon to hold the station together, but we are continuing. All the communities. I'm trying to say all the communities. So we're talking about people as diverse as film students, goths, shut-ins, artists, filmmakers, reggae musicians, news broadcasters, the entire diverse Latin community. We're representing clubs, we're representing magazines, we're representing people who are trying to focus the homogenized attention of Toronto onto specific topics, specific communities, and we're doing it well. We've been doing it for years, and we know what the political risks are of presenting certain points of view, but we are a populist station. We are there for the people. And the people, to a large extent, take advantage of that. If they don't, we reach out and invite them in. If I see an artist whose name appears more than once in Now magazine, I make a point of phoning them up and getting them on my show, getting them to perform live, letting people know what they have to offer. We try to hear what's good in every facet of our audience, and we try to magnify that, as only radio can, into non-repeatable, intimate moments, intimate conversations, intimate reactions with artists, community representatives, students, and our listenership in general. Okay? We're not going to bend down. There's so many temptations. Oh, man. We could make more money elsewhere. We could, you know. Oh, we're doing everything we can to keep the station alive. Okay, CKLN is a musical bonfire for people to come in out of the cold, feel some warmth, and start to share what they themselves know, their own unique personalities. And we are going to continue to stay there and keep the temperature warm enough for freedom to flourish in Toronto. The end.
Come in. come in. I sent out the signal. Situation critical. I sent out the signal. Situation critical.
Welcome to the center of the universe. What we have completed on your behalf is a covert operation, a coup d'etat. Through a series of maneuvers unforeseen by the aristocratic establishment, we have bypassed your control mechanism and are now downloading the freedom codes directly into your super consciousness. Embedded in the sound waves is an ancient wisdom that has been traveling thousands of years to reach you. It is our great honor and privilege to be the bearers of this message. Heed it well. May you journey in peace during these chaotic times.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Do you copy? This is a distress call.
Ah,
when we see them, they talk about change. They say it is their turn now to be leaders of the people. Tell them I've been there many, many times before, and no one can trick me with honey mouth again.
We are at 3,079 total signatures. We started this special broadcast at 3,000 and we're aiming high for 3,333. So we need you to go online to ckln.fm right now and sign the petition to help save CKLN and keep it on the airwaves.
Here comes the fire hitting back. My Lord with arrows in his eyes and burning anger, let no one stand in his way. This land will never be the same again. Yeah, here comes the fire spitting down. Arekurumi is on the way with his sword of justice, one of the liars and pretenders. The day of reckoning is everywhere. Lately when we see them, they talk about their conquests, the many battles fought in the trenches for your rights. If you ask for evidence, now word you go see, and many, many honors from foreign bodies. See them on the streets now preaching to the crowd. The true test of a leader is to lead right in front and be responsible when things go wrong. No be today running and make excuse yo. Here comes the fire hitting guy. My Lord with arrows in his eyes and burning anger, let no one stand in his way. This land will never be the same again. Yeah, here comes the fire speaking guy. Arekurumi is on the way with his sword of justice, one of the liars and pretenders. The day of reckoning is everywhere. Children, you will learn and you must never forget. The past is full of heroes from whom we can learn, and real lessons to guide us today. Many, many stories to make us proud too. Lately when we meet them, they count up their losses, the pains and the scars of their vain struggle. Kurumi lost 5 sons all in a day, but he never wavered till the very last stand. Okunrin ogun, okunrin ogun ni Kurumi o, ki sojo aki konju. Akikanju ni Kurumi o, ki sole. Okunrin ogun, okunrin ogun ni Kurumi o, ki sojo. Akikanju, akikanju ni Kurumi o, ki sole. Here comes the fire hitting guy. My Lord with arrows in his eyes and burning anger, let no one stand in his way. This land will never be the same again. Yeah, here comes the fire spitting guy. Arekurumi is on the way with his sword of justice, one of the liars and pretenders. The day of reckoning is everywhere. Yeah, here comes the fire hitting guy. My Lord with arrows in his eyes and burning anger, let no one stand in his way. This land will never be the same again. Yeah, here comes the fire spitting guy. Arekurumi is on the way with his sword of justice, one of the liars and pretenders. The day of reckoning is everywhere. Oh, yeah, ma. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it.
What might it be? You are tuned into a special 3-hour protest broadcast. Keep CKLN on the airwaves on CKUT 90.3 FM. We dedicate our special broadcast to our sister station in Toronto, CKLN 88.1 FM. We stand in solidarity with CKLN in the face of the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission's decision to revoke Toronto's first campus radio station's license. We were just listening to a sample of Corby's Orbit, a show that airs weekly on CKLN. The CTRC, which cited the following non-compliances with their license as the basis for their decision: non-compliance during the lockout period, the filing of annual returns, the provision of logs and records, and the licensee's response to commission's requests for information.
Thanks. Am I on?
Mm-hmm.
It's the white one. Thank you. All right. And actually, CKLN has a petition that is up to 3,085 signatures now to use with their appeal to get themselves back onto the airwaves. Their license will end on February 12th, so this is a matter of urgency. If you want to join the petition, you can go to ckln.fm. One important thing about the CRTC, well, one of many important things, but an important thing to note is that there was a dissenting opinion in the decision to revoke CKLN's license that was given by the commissioner, Louise Poirier. And I'll just read you a little bit of it. Basically, she said that this created a bad precedent. Quote, "Immediate revocation without first applying any other regulatory measure is clearly inconsistent with the commission's usual practice. No other licenses have been revoked in this manner in recent commission history. Such revocations have always been preceded by either a mandatory order or a short-term license renewal." The station, CKLN, experienced upheaval for the past several years, including a seven-month period where station programmers were locked out of CKLN studios. Since that dark period, the station has been slowly rebuilding and reclaiming. In the fall, they raised $50,000 to fund a station manager position to oversee the day-to-day operations of the station. Last Monday, CKUT began talking with CKLN programmers and campus and community radio folk. Today we continue with a special 3-hour broadcast, we have about an hour left, where we're opening our airwaves to more CKL programmers and members of the campus and community radio sector. We're about to hear an interview with Jackie, right?
Yeah, Jackie Tunistra. So here it is.
So my name is Jackie Townster Harrison, and I've been coordinating the